Here we are in the month of February. It is American Heart Month, and the Go Red for Women movement is raising awareness again this year of heart disease and stroke. Logan Poley is the Go Red for Women director for the American Heart Association and is joining us this morning on WKZO with more on this. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Heart Month here in February. Tell us a little bit about the Go Red for Women movement and what it hopes to accomplish.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. So Go Red for Women is really all about getting our communities together to focus on women's health, especially as it relates to cardiovascular disease and stroke. So cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women here in the United States. And so we are really trying to focus on education and awareness as to, you know, how we can prevent these things, these heart attacks and cardiac arrest from happening to women, as well as, you know, how to react in those situations. And so this year we're really focusing on what we've dubbed Be the Beat. And so really focusing on CPR education and awareness in the community and, you know, how we can react when those situations arise.
Well, as you mentioned, there is an emphasis during this month's commemoration of CPR. Are more and more people getting trained in this? And how important is it for people to know CPR? And what are some of the things that may be holding people back from a training on this?
Definitely. CPR training is so important, whether it's a formal training or just an education like a YouTube video or just, you know, knowing how to react in those situations at a baseline. So actually 70% of cardiac arrests that happen outside of the hospital actually happen in people's homes. And so this year we are really working to get one person in every household across the United States and actually here locally in Southwest Michigan as well, trained or educated in CPR so that when those cardiac arrests happen in homes, we have people who are ready to respond before personnel can arrive. So with every, you know, minute that passes after a cardiac arrest occurs, you lose 10% chance of survival. So it's so vital that people are ready and able to respond to cardiac arrests as they happen.
Logan Poley is our guest, Go Red for Women director, as we commemorate Go Red for Women in February during American Heart Association Heart Month. Now, a couple of events to talk about. First of all, setting aside something red to wear tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow is our National Wear Red Day. And so, again, we're focused on bringing our community together to focus on education and awareness around cardiovascular disease and stroke. We're asking our community to really turn Southwest Michigan red in solidarity for all of the people that we've lost to cardiovascular disease and stroke, but also to help prevent those things from happening as we move forward. So we've got lots of corporate sponsors and community partners who are dedicated to wearing red with us tomorrow. We've got WKZO who's going to be going red with us, as well as local media anchors, local buildings and landmarks turning red. So it's really going to be a very exciting day full of, again, that education and awareness piece. So, you know, we're really asking the community to go red with us and alongside our partners and share on social media when you're going red, pictures of you and your family and your coworkers, and share those with the hashtag KZOGoesRed.
And many of our listeners will be in downtown Kalamazoo later this morning for the 2023 Go Red for Women Luncheon at the Radisson Plaza Hotel and Suites with the focus on CPR education. Now, those attending today, Logan, what can they expect from the event?
For those attending today to our Go Red for Women Luncheon, they can expect a wonderful program full of presenters and physicians from Ascension Borges, our presenting sponsor, as well as lots of facts and information on how to perform CPR should those situations arise. We've also got a fabulous personalities silent auction that will be going on, lots of really wonderful packages. So lots of really exciting things and a lot of education and awareness and really just energy of the community coming together to support our life-saving mission.
Meantime, American Heart Month, this whole month of February, and I know you're hoping that businesses and other organizations will get behind the movement, and what can they do to be part of this?
There's lots of things that you can do to be a part of our movement throughout February. First of all, starting with today, if you're still looking to get interested in our Go Red for Women Luncheon, unfortunately, we are sold out, which is exciting, but you can visit our events.gives/KZOGoRed website, and you'll find more information on Go Red for Women, as well as our silent auction is online, so you can participate there or donate to support our cause. And you can donate there throughout the whole month as well. But also just continuing to wear red and talk about these things, you know, with your family, your colleagues, and with the community as we go forward throughout this month. Focusing again on that CPR education, we're really trying to get one person in every household educated in CPR. And so if you go to cpr.heart.org, you'll be able to watch a quick 90-second video on CPR, be able to know how to respond in those situations. And so we're really just trying to continue that message throughout the whole month and really push people towards that education, focusing on prevention, and, you know, all the awareness pieces of cardiovascular disease as well.
And we have a special section on our website at WKZO.com that we'll have up during this month of February on heart health. So check that out as well. Logan Poley's been with us, Go Red for Women director. Wear red tomorrow. And congratulations on selling out that luncheon. That's a very important event as part of this. And thank you for sharing your information with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Ken. Thank you.
On Kalamazoo Mornings with Ken Lanphier on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.